Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying you through Scripture day by day, every single day of the year, even on a leap year. So this podcast has been going on almost 4 years now, which is so amazing. We have passed 2 million downloads. I think we're at like 2.2 now. And thank you to all of you who are a part of this community of prayer. And thanks for valuing the Word of God and prayer. Today, we're reading from Job chapter 30, verses 16 through 31 in the World English Bible. It says this: "Now my soul is poured out within me. Days of affliction have taken hold of me. In the night season, my bones are pierced in me, and the pains that gnaw me take no rest. My garment is disfigured by great force. It binds me about as the collar of my tunic. He's cast me into the mire. I have become like dust and ashes. I cry to you, and you do not answer me. I stand up, and you gaze at me. You have turned to be cruel to me. With the might of your hand, you persecute me. You lift me up to the wind and drive me with it. You dissolve me in the storm. For I know that you will bring me to death, to the house appointed for all living. However, doesn't one stretch out a hand in his fall or in his calamity, therefore cry for help? Didn't I weep for him who was in trouble? Wasn't my soul grieved for the needy? When I looked for good, then evil came. When I waited for light, darkness came. My heart is troubled and does not rest. Days of affliction have come on me. I go mourning without the sun. I stand up in the assembly and cry for help. I am a brother to jackals and a companion to ostriches. My skin grows black and peels from me. My bones are burned with heat. Therefore, my harp has turned to mourning and my pipe into the voice of those who weep." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, as I prayed yesterday, I'm just so grateful that we can be honest with you. And there are those moments, those dark nights of the soul where you seem really far. I'm reminded of the time I lived in France as a missionary, and this would have been almost the word for word what I would have shared with you, Lord. Everything that I did not seem to prosper. I made 1,000 mistakes. I was constantly feeling small and inadequate. I had an undiagnosed health condition that laid me low for 3 months. So many things were going on. I had betrayers in my midst. Every possible thing. Financially, we lost our house. We lost everything to foreclosure because of someone stealing our house. So, I mean, it was just all these crazy things. And our team was blowing up. Every bad thing that you could think of happened on the mission field to us. And these were my prayers. They were more like agonizing cries of, "Why don't you see me? Why don't you hear me?" But now I've got that retrospective perspective of seeing all of this crazy growth that happened in those dark, dark places. And I'm also reminded of the conversation that I had with a professor who said, "Nothing significant in the kingdom of God happens unless death occurs." And so, Lord, with all of that being said, I pray for my friend today who's walking through the valley of the shadow of death, who cannot see light, who feels like there's calamity on all sides, and it just keeps coming blow after blow, and you seem far, far away. Lord, their hearts are troubled. They cannot rest. They keep having days of affliction. They mourn without the sunlight. They stand up in the assembly. They cry for help. Lord, they feel like they're out there with the wild animals and that you don't hear and you don't see. But I know that I know that I know that you do all those things. You do hear, you do see. But sometimes we have to walk through a very long period of testing. And it feels unfair and it feels dark, but Lord, you're always working. Even when we can't see it, you are behind the scenes doing good work. And so, Lord, give us that tiny shred of faith that we need today to know that in that darkness, you are still working. You are still doing good things. You are still taking care of us. You are still on the throne. You still love us. You are for us, not against us. And there will be an eternal weight of glory that is heavier than anything that we could lift on earth because we endured through the trials that we're in. Lord, we want to have endurance to have its perfect result. We want to be able to bend under that persecution and suffering in a way that honors you. We want to praise you in the midst of our pain. I pray all of this in Jesus' name, that you would give us the strength to do so. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by my friend Lynetta Smith. You can go to Lynetta, LynettaSmith.com. And there's several things on her site that are really helpful. First of all, she has the first chapter of her book, Curtain Call, a memoir. You've heard me talk about it here on the Pray Every Day show. If you want to just read the first chapter before you try it out, I know I really like to do that. You can click on the freebies link. She also has a compilation of curated Bible verses that help you through the healing journey. And so if you're walking through the valley of the shadow and you need some healing resources, or you're just so tired and you don't want to you don't know even where to look, she has gathered those for you. And then if you have a book club and you want to go through Curtain Call, she'll send you a bunch of books at a deeply discounted rate. And she'll also send a discussion guide, and there's swag included. So anyway, if any of that interests you, you can go to LynettaSmith.com. And also her book is called Curtain Call, a memoir, and it's available wherever books are sold. Thanks, Lynetta.